The Maine Supreme Court is considering a first-of-its-kind case in Maine, whether an employer or insurer should be forced to pay for an injured worker's medical marijuana. Gayton Burgoyne says it's the only treatment that relieves his chronic pain. An administrative law judge took his side in the case, but Burgoyne's employer appealed. As Susan Sharon reports, at issue is whether medical marijuana is a reasonable and proper form of treatment.
Gayton Burgoyne's pain began in 1989 when he injured his back while lifting a heavy door at what was then Fraser Paper. He was eventually awarded total incapacity benefits. After years of consulting pain specialists, visiting clinics around the country, and suffering what his attorney says were significant side effects from multiple powerful painkillers, Burgoyne finally found something that eased his symptoms, medical marijuana. But his former employer, now Twin Rivers Paper Company, doesn't want to pay for it.
This is not a case about making judgment over whether someone should or should not use marijuana as a matter of personal choice.
Anne Marie Story is an attorney for Twin Rivers who told the Maine Supreme Court her client shouldn't be ordered to reimburse Burgoyne for his medical marijuana as long as it's classified as a Schedule I drug under the Federal Controlled Substances Act.
As such, it's defined as having no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse.
Story pointed to the opinion of an independent medical evaluator hired by the Maine Workers' Compensation Board to review the case. He noted that voter authorization of the use of medical marijuana in states like Maine does not establish an accepted medical treatment under federal law. Story says there's also a lack of evidence that medical marijuana is safe and effective. For these and other reasons, the evaluator concluded that Burgoyne's medicine was not a reasonable and proper form of treatment under the Maine Workers' Compensation Act. But Chief Justice Lee Softly pressed Story on that point.
Are we not, given the facts that you have just presented, also looking at the medical community's extraordinary concern about opioids and the addictions that have followed opioids?
Well, I think that goes back to the fact that the marijuana is still classified as a Schedule I drug, and so obviously that is one primary concern.
That's because the big drug companies...
From his seat on the bench, Justice Donald Alexander noted that big drug companies that manufacture opioids like oxycodone have successfully lobbied Congress to keep the status quo, even though Alexander says marijuana is a less dangerous drug.
In this case, the facts pretty well demonstrate that it's a valuable alternative for this man who otherwise has, you know, severe reactions to taking the opioid narcotic drugs.
To that point, attorney Norman Trask, who represents Burgoyne, says his client was evaluated at the Mayo Clinic, where doctors determined he developed a narcotic dependence. Trask says Burgoyne nearly died from using opioids in ever-increasing doses to ease his pain. But Justice Ellen Gorman asked Trask to explain why his client's treatment should be reimbursed if there's no determination in Maine law that it has a medical use.
How can you then say that as a matter of law it could be deemed medically reasonable?
Because we have medical practitioners recommending and, if not prescribing per se, certifying that somebody is a suitable candidate for this medication based on DHHS criteria.
The Maine Department of Health and Human Service criteria includes conditions such as chronic pain and allows medical marijuana to be used to treat it. Story says her client remains concerned that covering the cost of the drug is a violation of federal law, for which the company could be prosecuted. But when asked whether she knew of any cases anywhere in the country where a provider or an insurance company has been prosecuted for reimbursing or recommending medical marijuana as a treatment, Story said she did not. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.